Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Kendra Winchester is with me. She's been with me for the entire week. Hello, Kendra.
Hello, Joe.
And what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we are going to talk about The Reformatory by a huge favorite of mine, Tanana Reev Du. And this is performed by the incredible Janice Abbott Pratt. I believe folks might remember that we absolutely adore her. And so no surprise that this audiobook won an Earphones Award.
Yeah, no surprise at all, because we have an incredible author and an extraordinary narrator, and a very young narrator, too. Her Night Crawling was immensely, immensely good. And Nick Blake and The Remarkables got a best of. I mean, she's always a best of.
Yes, phenomenal. I just love anything she touches, like, turns to gold. It's that kind of talent for sure.
So tell me about The Reformatory.
So this is a horror novel, and it's set in 1950s Florida. So we have a young black boy named Robbie, who is 12, and when a white boy makes advances on his sister Gloria, he kicks the white boy. But the white boy is going to let it go, but then his father shows up, and Robbie, through a series of events, is sent to a reformatory school. And it's more like a horrific prison where these boys are violently beaten, often starved. And the thing that is unique about this, the horror element, aside from the horror that Robbie is experiencing, is that he can see the ghosts. And most of the ghosts that he sees are boys who have died in the school.
So it's in some ways reminiscent of the Nickel Boys, Colson Whitehead's book.
Exactly.
But she's looking at it through a paranormal prism.
Yes, yes. And that way, you know, she's able to also give information to the listener by using Robbie learning more about the ghosts of what happened. And first off, like, as soon as he enters the school, he can smell smoke. And he learns very quickly that there was a fire where a bunch of boys were locked in this one room, and they just let them all. Just let the whole thing burn intentionally. And so a lot of those boys are around the school, and he can smell smoke and all sorts of things. But while he's in the school, Gloria, his older sister, who's around 16, is desperately trying to get Robbie out of school. But her dad tried to unionize one of the local mills. So the Klan has been looking for him. So her dad's in hiding, but now they want to use Robbie as bait. They want to keep him in the school to lure her father out of hiding. She's just so overwhelmed, and much of it is her trying to, you know, get an adult to actually care enough to help her.
And of course, Janice Abbott Pratt is up to any task.
She is. And, you know, like we said, she performs young characters so well, and that's the case for here, of course. She is able to give each viewpoint character, both Gloria and Robbie, their own distinct voices in their viewpoint, in their chapters, because the chapters alternate between them. And it's just so incredible. She does the accents as she does, you know, there's a lot of suspense, obviously, in this book. There's so many ghosts and different things but she's able to keep that tension throughout the whole novel.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Do you have to set this up for us?
So this is a moment when Robbie, who is waking up, and he senses that there's just something else near his bed.
Okay, this is The Reformatory. It's by Tanana Reeve Dhu, and it's read by Janice Abbott Pratt.
Robert Stevens held his breath and counted to three, hoping to see Mama. Some mornings his nose tickled with a trace of talcum powder or Madam C.J. Walker's glossine hair grease, and he felt something hovering over him, watching him sleep. His groggy brain would think, Mama? If he gasped or sat up too quickly or even wiped the sleep from his eyes, it was gone, like a dream. But sometimes, when the June daylight charged early through the thin curtain and broke the darkness, movement glided across the red glow of his closed eyelids, like someone walking past his bed. He felt no gentle kisses or fingertips brushing his forehead, no whispers of assurances and motherly love, nothing like what people said ghosts were supposed to be, much less your dead mama.
It strikes me that this is a really, really good pairing of author and narrator, because Janice is, as we've mentioned, so immensely talented, but she gets to the emotional heart of everything she reads.
Yes, 100%. And like you can just feel his anguish through the audio. And you know, their mother has recently passed away, and so he does see his mother's ghost, and his mother's ghost shows up to him at the school and comforts him, and you can just feel that through her performance. It's just stellar.
Excellent. So that is The Reformatory by Tanana Reeve Dhu, and it's read by Janice Abbott Pratt. Okay, thank you so much. I will talk to you tomorrow, Kendra.
All right.
This episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Brilliance Publishing. And don't forget to follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a rating on Apple because it helps other people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.